My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Connor.
And today we have an intermediate lesson for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one is called Are You Religious?
Right. So you may have made comments in the comment section before or had questions about religion. And you know, we've touched on a couple of things, but I know Connor and I, this is actually a really interesting subject for us.
Yeah, both of our backgrounds, our histories are kind of wrapped up in religion.
Yes. I
used to be religious, so well, we can talk about that later.
We do, and it comes up a little bit in the dialogue when you talk about, you know, are you a practicing or is it more of a cultural thing?
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll touch on those things.
Yeah. So we've got two people here talking, and they're asking questions about, you know, are you religious? And there's some vocabulary about different religions, and so we'll dive into that. And why don't we take a look at the dialogue?
Perfect. Jason, I'm going to see a movie with some friends tomorrow. Want to join?
Thanks for the invite, Irene, but I'm going to church tomorrow.
Oh, are you a Christian or a Catholic?
I'm a Christian. What about you? Are you religious?
I'm probably more of a Buddhist culturally, but I don't really go to the temple to worship.
But do you believe in Buddhist teachings?
Yes. When were you baptized?
When I was in college. I did a course in religious studies. I studied everything from Christianity and Catholicism to Buddhism and Islam.
Why did you become a Christian?
I read the Bible, and I felt a calling.
That's fascinating. I used to be an atheist, but now I do believe in a higher power. It might be God, it might be Buddha.
So we just heard a dialogue between Jason and Irene. And Irene asks him, she's going to see a movie. Would you like to join?
Do you want to join, right?
Join, yeah.
And what does he say in response to that?
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Right. So this is actually a great word. It means invitation.
Yeah. It's I think of it as kind of a more casual way to say invitation. Yeah. Thanks for the invite.
Right.
I don't know if invite should be a noun or if it's usually a noun.
It's a verb.
It's a verb.
Technically,
yeah.
But it's we're lazy in English. Yeah. You guys know this.
Yeah.
So we do shorten it.
Yeah. It's kind of slang.
It is definitely a useful slang word. Whenever someone asks you to do something, you can say, thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
Either I can't go or I can go.
Yeah. What about like a wedding or a formal ceremony?
Usually it's an invitation or thank you for inviting me.
Right. Yeah.
But you wouldn't, unless it's your best friend, but then you'd probably go.
Right. Yeah. So it's pretty casual.
Yeah.
So yeah, Jason's going to church tomorrow.
Good guy.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yes.
Not what I do on a Sunday.
Yeah. So then Irene asks, oh, are you Christian or are you Catholic?
Right. Because he said church. So often there are the two categories of religion that we talk about when it comes to church.
Right. It's the building that you go to on that special day, on that specific day.
And people who go to church are either Christian or Catholic.
Right. Yes. And
we'll talk about that more in the outro because it's kind of complicated.
It's a little complicated. So right away in this word Christian, we see the word Christ.
Right. So the general category of anyone who follows Christ or believes in Christ is they are a Christian or they are Christian.
Right. You follow and you believe the teachings of Jesus Christ from the Bible. Yeah.
Right. Now, so that's a big what we call umbrella term.
Yes, that's a great word, umbrella term. It's like a general word that we use for all of the things in that one category.
Exactly. And more specifically, what category or what type of Christians are we comparing it to here?
Right. Comparing it to Catholics or Catholicism.
Right. So that's a more specific type of Christianity.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, the two labels, Christian and Catholic.
Yeah.
Now, they're, you know, Catholic is more specific.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But many people You know, they may be Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
But their type of Christianity,
yeah.
Most people wouldn't know it, or many people mm-hmm. wouldn't know it. Mm-hmm. So, like, my type of Christianity,
yeah.
probably no one knows it.
Okay, which one
so
is that?
It's Dukhobor, which I'll talk about later.
But
so I just say I'm Christian.
Yeah.
Because no one would know what Dukhobor is.
Right, right. Yeah, so especially in America, many people say I'm Christian, and that's a huge number of people.
Yes.
But there are so many types and categories within Christianity.
Right.
That it gets really confusing.
Yeah.
So we'll just keep it simple and call it Christian or Catholic. Catholic, if you've ever seen this guy.
With the pointy hat.
Yeah, in
the
Rome.
The mitre hat.
Yeah, wearing the white robes and the old man. And he looks like maybe 80 years old now.
About,
or
yeah.
And he lives in Rome, Italy, with the big, big church. And that's the Pope. That church is the Catholic Church.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And within Catholicism, there's mm-hmm. also branches of Catholicism,
oh, yeah.
but we'll talk about that too. So after Irene asks Jason, mm-hmm. you know, what are you, a Christian or a Catholic?
Right.
And sorry, one note with that, mm-hmm. Christian, Catholic, both of those can be nouns
sure.
and adjectives.
That is a good point. Very good point. Yeah, I'm a Christian or I am Christian.
Yes.
Yes.
Both work.
Both are fine.
So in this case, Jason is Christian.
Christian, yeah. So that just means he's not Catholic.
Right.
Right.
And then he asks Irene, are mm-hmm. you religious?
Right. So religious. This is a kind of a question that it's sometimes difficult to ask. We don't want to be rude because people's beliefs are very personal, emotional.
Yes.
So sometimes you have to be careful.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. It's a very touchy subject.
It's touchy. Yeah. It can be a little controversial.
Yes. Uh-huh. Just like age, weight,
right,
you know, income, those types of things.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And so this is the adjective mm-hmm. for someone who believes in a religion.
Believes in a religion. Right. Exactly. So other ones are, you know, there's so many religions in the world, Buddhism, and we'll talk about that, those ones.
Yes.
Later.
And what is Irene?
Yes. So as I just said, Buddhism, she said, I'm probably more of a Buddhist culturally.
Right. So maybe some of you out there, I'm guessing a lot of you are Buddhists.
Yes. Yes.
So the religion is Buddhism.
Buddhism. Yeah. That's the noun.
And the guy, the important guy is Buddha, which, you know, you may have a statue of Buddha or a god in your home.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But the really interesting thing about this is she says, I'm a Buddhist culturally.
Right. So this is a really important kind of distinction. We have our cultures and we have our beliefs and a lot of them are tied together sometimes, but sometimes they're separate.
Right. So here we have culturally and you can also say in practice practicing.
Yeah. Are you a practicing Buddhist?
Right.
Yeah.
So for me, I celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I'm not. I mean, I don't go to church.
Right,
won't get into my beliefs now.
Okay.
But but basically, I'm more of a cultural Christian.
Sure. Yeah.
As opposed to a practicing Christian. Mm-hmm.
And probably I would say, I don't know the number, but mm-hmm. So many Americans are believing Christians, but not practicing Christians.
Totally.
Yeah. They believe in God and Jesus Christ, but they don't go to church. They just say, yes, he exists.
Yes.
That's it.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, another interesting thing mm-hmm. that Irene says is, I don't really go to temple or to the temple.
Right. Yeah, temple. So Buddhists go to the building. That building is called a temple. And Christians go to the building called
a church.
Church, yeah.
And if you're Jewish, that's called a synagogue.
Synagogue, yes.
And if you're Muslim, it's called a mosque.
Mosque. So each building that you go to in your religion has the different name, and those are the names.
Right.
So Jason responds because, you know, Irene said, I'm a Buddhist. I'm more of a Buddhist culturally, which is just like, you know, the tradition of her parents.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just part of the culture of, you know, the motions, the actions. So he asks, well, do you believe in the teachings?
Right. So great word here. Mm-hmm. Teaching is actually a noun.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So usually it's I'm teaching.
Yeah.
It's a verb. But these are the kind of rules, the beliefs, what is in the Bible or the holy book that you're reading.
We always say like, well, the teachings of Buddha or the teachings of Jesus. What did he, what advice, kind of advice did he give us? And these are always like about life. Like the common one we always say is like, you know, do unto others.
I was thinking that too, right?
Do unto others as
you would have done unto you.
You would have them done unto you. Yeah. It's like the golden rule.
Yeah. And we kind of think of those things as moral or ethical truths.
Yes. Yeah.
Things that, you know, we should be doing to be good people.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So she said, yes, yes, she does believe in the Buddhist teachings. And she asks Jason, when were you baptized?
Right. So this is a one of the expansion words because there's different forms. Basically, this means the priest or the minister or whoever puts water on your head or dunks you in water.
Yeah, dunks you in the water,
Yes, depending on which type of Christian you are, they will do different things.
Yeah.
But you, it means you are being blessed by this holy water.
Right. Yeah. The water, they pray over the water and the water changes. It's special. And then when you, when the water goes on your body, it cleans you.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's all very symbolic.
Yes.
However, like it depends on where, which church you go to, like maybe in Catholicism, they might believe it's actually the water's actually changing.
Yes.
Like physically changing.
Yes. And at that point, you become an official member of the church.
Right. So this, exactly. This is kind of like, your entry into the church. If you want to join the church officially, you should do this.
And when I was a kid, I was baptized because a lot of, you know, if you're Christian, you children are baptized because if they get sick and if they pass away, that means they're safe. They'll go to heaven.
Oh, right, right.
So there's that whole belief
that,
too.
That thing, yeah.
But many other churches, when you become an adult then, you choose to be baptized again.
Yeah, yes,
because
that's
you are, as an adult, making that conscious decision.
Right. Yeah, my parents were not practicing Christians. So I was never baptized, but then I became a very fervent believer when I was in high school.
And, good word, fervent. It means just a very strong religious view.
Yes. And so I chose to be baptized when I was in high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a full immersion baptism. Yeah, I was in like a pool. Yeah.
Wow. It's so devoted.
I was. Yeah, I was at that time. Okay, so then Jason comes back and he says, oh, when I was in college. So that's when he was baptized. Kind of maybe similar to my experience. Yeah. He did a course in religious studies. He studied everything from Christianity and Catholicism.
That's a hard word.
Be careful there. Yeah, to Buddhism and Islam.
Right. So religious studies is, I mean, you obviously, you got a degree in this.
Right,
I minored in this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, yeah.
And it's basically, you're studying different religions, not just the one.
Right. Right. Yeah. So this, this was my undergrad degree, but mine was more specifically Christian Bible. In fact, I was reading the ancient languages, the Hebrew and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it was more analytical. It was that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah.
With me, it was more comparative. When you're looking at the different religions.
Yeah.
I did take a comparative religion course, and it was basically around the Bible.
Yeah.
We had to read the Bible, and the first half of the course was yay Bible.
Yeah.
The second half was boo Bible.
Oh,
so
yes.
It was
my head
was really confused.
Okay.
Like just it was all over. I didn't know what to believe anymore.
Yeah, that same thing happened to me after studying that. It kind of changed me a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting.
I became a lot less fervent.
Right.
Yeah.
And so those are, you know, the four main religions that we talked about. And
world religions. Yeah.
And then there's also Judaism, which we will talk about as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it, basically, you're just comparing everything. There's Hinduism.
Right.
There's all sorts of things.
So many. Yeah. And Islam here, you guys know is Islam, the major religion in kind of the Middle East.
The Middle East.
So Islam is the religion's name, but a person who believes that is called a
Muslim.
So there's kind of a distinction there between a Muslim is a person and Islam is the religion.
Versus, you know, what we talked about in terms of Christianity,
Christian,
they're very similar.
Yeah, so there's kind of different words just to be careful of
And then Irene asks, why did you become a Christian?
Yeah, okay. And well, Jason read the Bible and he felt a calling.
Right. So just like we talked about the place of worship,
yeah.
The place where you go to church or, mm-hmm. or whatever type of building, there's a different name for every every
the text.
Religion.
Oh, yeah.
So with the text,
right.
the holy book
yes.
also has different names.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So for Islam, it's the Quran.
Mm-hmm, yeah, the Quran. Yeah.
For Judaism, it's the Talmud or the Torah.
Right, yes.
In
Christianity, we call it the Bible.
The Bible, yes.
Right, it's kind of a nickname. We sometimes call it the good book.
Yes.
that's a tradition. That's it's not always a good book, but we can talk about that
it's
later.
It's the best-selling book in the world.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. It's the number one in the whole world. Yeah.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah. Interesting, yeah.
All right. So, why did he become a Christian? This is important.
Yeah, this is really important because calling is a word we use a lot. I used to use this word as well. It's kind of like something you feel motivated to do. You feel like you have to do this or you're supposed to do
this. It's like an intrinsic part of your character.
Intrinsic,
I know, it's one of my favorite words.
Yeah.
It is who you are. So my calling is to be a teacher.
Right. Yeah.
This is who I am, no matter what I do. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to an exercise class, I'm teaching someone, I'm helping someone.
Right, yeah.
So it's just kind of your main purpose in life or something really motivating you.
Yeah. And we often use this for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, if you became a salesman and then later you regret, you're like, oh, I wish I had become a pop star.
Yeah.
You can say this. I missed my calling.
Yes.
Yeah. It's something you use. And it doesn't have to be religious.
Yeah.
It's a cultural thing. I missed my calling. I wish I had studied music and became a pop star.
Right. It's part of who your soul and who you are and your heart is pushing you in this direction.
And the reason they say that in Christianity is because it's like God is calling you.
Yes.
He's calling you to do this, to be this.
Totally. And Irene thinks all of that is fascinating.
Fascinating. Very cool. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
And really useful. Well, for me, useful word here is atheist.
Yes. Yes.
Which means you do not believe in God.
Right. Yeah. So atheist. Theo means God.
Yeah.
So atheist means no God. So
you
don't believe in any of that.
Now, another word I'd like to touch on here is agnostic.
Right. Yes.
So this is very similar. Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of the middle between practicing or believer and an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
So you believe in something,
a
higher power, which we'll see in a second.
Right.
You believe in a god of some type, but you don't belong to organized religion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an aspect of this. The middle of this word "gnost" means no, and so it means you don't really know.
Yes.
So it's kind of like I don't want to say I believe in anything because I just don't know.
But there's something there. But I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm,
I don't have a label on it.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. And that is a higher power.
Right, a higher power. This is like a, like you said, it's kind of a general term for something. Doesn't have to be God.
Yes.
It could be something in the universe.
Right.
That you believe, something greater or bigger than myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's basically not necessarily a religion, but kind of a practice called spiritualism.
Yes, spiritualism. Yeah, spirituality.
Yeah, and that's basically that you believe in something, but you don't believe in a god per se.
Yeah, yeah. This is really common in self-motivation books, self-help books. Believe in something greater than yourself.
Yes.
And when you believe in something, a higher power or something greater than yourself, you can be motivated and do good things in the world.
Right. Mm-hmm. And really, I love this expression here, and I've used this in the past.
Yeah.
And Irene says, it might be God, it might be Buddha, it might be Muhammad, it might be...
it might be the universe.
You know, Mother Nature.
Mother Nature,
so many things.
So many things there, yeah.
But it's that spiritualism.
Right, exactly. Okay, well, why don't we listen to this dialogue one more time?
Perfect. Jason, I'm going to see a movie with some friends tomorrow. Want to join?
Thanks for the invite, Irene, but I'm going to church tomorrow.
Oh, are you a Christian or a Catholic?
I'm a Christian. What about you? Are you religious?
I'm probably more of a Buddhist culturally, But I don't really go to the temple to worship.
But do you believe in Buddhist teachings?
Yes. When were you baptized?
When I was in college. I did a course in religious studies. I studied everything from Christianity and Catholicism to Buddhism and Islam.
Why did you become a Christian?
I read the Bible, and I felt a calling.
That's fascinating. I used to be an atheist, but now I do believe in a higher power. It might be God, it might be Buddha.
So we just listened to that dialogue one more time, and there's so much going on here, like culturally and religiously. Mm-hmm. Basically, I'll just point out that, you know, Christian is this, like you said, umbrella term. It's a general term for anyone who follows the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Right.
So there is kind of a distinction, but there's so many groups and categories. Mm-hmm. The biggest one, of course, is Catholicism.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then we have Anglican.
Yes, Anglican.
Protestant.
Right.
All sorts of things.
So many of those.
Now, for you, what was your, I mean, you... You majored in this.
Yeah, yes.
And so what area of Christianity or what sect or what branch were you focusing
on? Yeah, we call it a denomination is the special word for that one. Mine was Protestantism. I didn't really have a particular one that I really, really believed in because so many of the beliefs are complicated and you know, I just didn't care too much about that.
And they do get political,
Very
too,
political, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's just subtle differences between them.
Yeah.
For me... I grew up, my family was, my grandmother in particular was Dukobor.
Okay.
And basically, this is a pacifist sect of Christianity.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit communist as well.
Yeah.
They lived in communes when they settled in Canada. Mm-hmm. And basically, they came from Russia.
Okay.
They wanted peace.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And the whole thing was peace. They wouldn't fight in wars. Mm-hmm. So in any of the world or the two world wars, you could say I'm a Dukobor and couldn't force you to go to fight.
Huh.
Yeah.
I never knew about that.
Yeah, it's a very small group, but my grandmother was very prominent in the church and when she passed away, the head of the church actually gave her eulogy.
Interesting. Wow.
So it's pretty, I think it's a neat religion.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you know, there are just so many religions and so many, I think there's like thousands and thousands of religions around the world.
Yeah.
We're interested in knowing what you guys think. Like, what religions do you subscribe to or do you believe in?
Yeah.
Are you a practicing, like a Buddhist or a Christian or something else?
Yeah, and, you know, the topic of religion, it's kind of a touchy subject we talked about.
Yeah.
Is it something that you actually have, you know, discussions with your friends?
Right. Is it okay to ask your friends or people you don't know so well? Or is it something you just want to keep secret?
Like a taboo topic thing?
Yeah. So let us know about that in the comments and we look forward to seeing all kinds of discussion about that.
Awesome. We want to read your comments.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll talk to you later, guys.
Take care. You can stop it tonight.